briefcase was loaded with explosives, wasn't it?
10 pounds of C4 is on the way to the Coliseum right now. It's ironic, don't you think? That this bomb's going to be delivered to Baynard by his own personal bodyguards. After his death, the police will receive a photograph of you, Joseph, handing over the briefcase and blame you for the crime. And they'll believe it, too, because they know what a fan of Baynard's you are.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, now that's not polite. It's very abusive sounding. What would you do, Joseph, if somebody told you to go fuck yourself? Would you cut one of their eyes out?
No.
You think you're so fucking cool, don't you? You think you're so fucking cool. Well, just once, I would like to hear you scream in pain.
Play some rap music.
Controversy.
I've got a little surprise for you, Roddy Piper, excuse me. Award of achievement to Rowdy Roddy Piper in recognition of a great man who eludes brilliance and class in the wrestling profession, presented by the dedicated fans of the Rowdy Roddy Piper fan club, and also
all right, an
award for your music ability as a great bagpiper, the greatest in the country, by all your many, many fans. This is for you, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That is beautiful. You know, coming from someone, just a second, coming from someone like you, I'd like to clear something up. There's been coming from a rock and roll manager like yourself, a wrestling manager. There's been a whole bunch of people out there that have been very doubtful. Last time here on the pit, we had some goofball come out here called Dave Wolf, who was discrediting you, who was discrediting everybody, saying that he was Cyndi Lauper's manager. So I said to myself, I says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I myself have a little surprise. I went, did a little research, made some calls, phoned Burt Reynolds. I said, Burt, he said, Roddy. I said, get a hold of Cyndi for me. Phone Cyndi. You know what? Cyndi Lauper, on my request, because she is such a great friend of yours, and you're her manager, is going to be here next week. Promise, once and for all, brother, this is it. She will be here.
Roddy Piper, all you geeks out there, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Cindy's going to be right here next week. I feel so good. I feel so elated. I feel so proud. I feel so up in the air about it. Dave Dog, I know you kept her away, but right here next week, Cyndi Lauper will be right here on Piper's Pit, right here with Roddy Piper and myself, right here. I feel so proud. I'm so happy.
Only we can get stuff like this.
I feel so fine. I feel so elated. I feel so proud.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. What you not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
You're my one. if we make it through December. Everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Trouble. You came to the right place, buddy.
God, wait a second.
Hey, you got 3 seconds before I break your face in.
He means it.
Yeah, I do. What do you know about that? Old Harry here's a soldier. Rambo. John Jay? You gotta talk to me. I promise you're gonna talk to me, soldier. I'm starting to dislike you. A lot.
I'm gonna run a make on him. Put his name in the teletype.
Baby, it's time that babe, the challenge delights me. The more you resist, babe, the more it excites me. And no one I've kissed, babe, ever fights me again. If you're on my list, it's just a question of when. When I get a yen, then baby, amen. I'm counting to
She said we're much too different, we're from two separate worlds, and he admitted she was partly right. But in his heart's defense he told her what they had in common was strong enough to bond them for life. He said, look behind your own soul and the person that you'll see just might remind you. I laugh, I love, I hope, I try, I hurt, I need, I fear, I cry, and I know you do the same things too, so we're really not that different. She could hardly argue with his pure and simple logic, but logic never could convince a heart. She had always dreamed of loving someone more exotic, and he just didn't seem to fit the part. So she searched for greener pastures, but never could forget what he whispered when she left. I hurt, I need, I fear, I cry, and I know you do the same things too, so we're really not that different, me and you. Was it Was it true? Maybe both led her back to his door. And as her tears fell at his feet, she didn't say, I love you. What she said meant even more. I laugh, I love, hope. I try. I hurt. I need. I fear. I cry. And I know you do the same things too. So we're really not that different. No, we're really not that different. Me and
something, punk. This is a protected operation. Now you can end up with your balls in spaghetti sticks.
Trying to tell me you got a lot of clout with the syndicate, huh?
Yeah. Enough to blow you away with one phone call. Now get the hell out of here.
See what you are to me, you little man. You're just a maggot who sells dirty pictures.
Where is she?
Go to hell.
One more time. Wanda.
All right, all right. She quit a couple of weeks ago. That's all I know. She got religion.
What do you mean?
She's been hanging around that little church down on Garvey.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been passing and laughing so long that. But I never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lying to Chuck. I really hate the trip, but I gotta know. At they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of kid that little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Say what?
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
I can't hear you.
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Say what?
We keep spending most our lives.
Forget this situation, they got me facing. We can't live a normal life. We was raised with the street, so we gotta be down with the hood team. Can't watch television, watching, got me chasing dreams. I'm an educator filled with money on me mind. Got me pen in me hand and me gleaming me eye. I'm a low down step to set, tripping banger. And me homies is down, so down the road's my anger. Dude, yeah, that ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23, never will I live to see 24. The way Peter's going, I don't know.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?
Let's go!
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
That's right!
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Power, minute after minute, hour after hour,
everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got the nerve, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand, how can they reach me? I guess they hate, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, for
we keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Yeah.
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Tumblr.
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
That's right.
We keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Tell me,
why are we so blind?
Ladies and gentlemen, Casper Walsh, Eskimo the motherfucking Supreme, the super producer, Eric Candy, is versatile. The first Irish hip hop super group.
Yes!
Yes! Give it up for Killio one last fucking time.
Make some fucking noise for Killio!
Flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the long branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
I've seen this man in too many battles. I've seen him take too much beating. He's still standing. That means he still can hurt you. Now look, pop up.
Luger, this is one of his patented maneuvers. Repeated. Springs off of the rope.
Forearm shots. Lariats are going to go for the big forearm. Luger, down goes Savage. Luger, the fans want to rack him.
Well, he can do it.
Look at what we have here.
Well, we have Scott Hall in a steel chair, and it looks like Hulk Hogan right behind.
Hollywood Hogan is in tow, you're right. And Luger, power slam. That's the prelude of the rack.
He's going to go for it.
And Hogan has stopped Scott Hall. Hollywood Hogan has stopped Scott Hall. Let's listen in if we can. Well,
Scott Hall's not listening.
And Scott Hall goes down.
There's major problems here.
The rack!
There it is!
Luger! Rack! Savage! The match is over!
The winner, Luger, he wins!
And now Hogan kicking Luger.
Six on one, and here comes Sting!
Oh, Sting has come down! And Sting, like a man possessed, fighting for WCW. Look at him go.
Like a windmill, he's tearing into everyone.
Look at him go. Luger and Sting.
Standing side by side.
Fighting off the NWO. It does not matter to Sting that he's outnumbered. He's the man. Jack his jaw.
Now for us.
For us. Luger's rocking Kevin Nash. He's rocking Kevin Nash. Sting. Ladies and gentlemen, WCW has rebounded at the end of Sold Out.
There have been so many girls that I've known. I've made so many cry. Still, I wonder why. Here comes a little girl. I see you walking down the street. She's all by herself. I try and knock off her feet. But she'll never break. This heart of stone. Oh, no, no. This heart of stone. What's different about her? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make her cry. This heart of stone. Oh no, no, no. This heart of stone. Don't keep on looking that same old way. If you try acting sad, you'll only make me glad. This heart of stone. Oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone, dog. No, no, this heart of stone. You'll never break it, darling. You won't break this heart of stone. Oh no, no, no. You better go. You better go home. Gotcha. You'll never break this heart of stone. You better drive on home.
Until I can't go on. Why you say it your way? On the
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Folks, I wanted to bring you, right after we destroyed the entire world, I wanted to bring you to Piper's Pit, and because we couldn't have the classy scenery we usually have, I wanted to bring on a true man of class and structure, and a man that was sitting ringside to watch us destroy these fellas, in my mind, one of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived, and Suave A. the Boner, Mr. the Body, Jesse Ventura. What a pleasure it is to have you here.
Rowdy, Rowdy, it is indeed my pleasure to sit here, and I just want to say one thing. Never in my born day have I seen two, and I say two, more incompetent referees in my life than Jack Patterson and that ex-washed-up champion boxer of the world, Muhammad Ali. All he did was cause trouble outside the ring. He did not do his job. Jack Patterson, you were terrible. They should suspend you. Never let you put on a bow tie again in your life.
Did you see how, first of all, I don't blame Ali for changing his name. I mean, he ought to change it again and again and again. That way he won't keep being embarrassed. But did you see the way Mr. T at the end of, was breathing through every pore in his body except for his swollen mouth and his swollen nose and could hardly take a step? And then we knocked the referee out at half Madison Square Garden. And in my mind, we have accomplished everything we ever wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. T, you could go back to South Chicago. Yeah. And you'll go back there with a lot of pleasure before you'll ever step in with one Rowdy Roddy Piper, Ace Bob Orton, or even me.
Now, you see, we had Mr. Blunderful as a tag partner. If we had you as a tag partner instead of some stupid idiot that has barbell plates banged on top of his head.
Knocked him out with a broken arm.
You see, we made a mistake. If we had the body, Jesse, we would have knocked out the other side of Madison Square.
I had earrings before Mr. T was away from his mama.
Go to mama.
What the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day. Listen, it's like a bolt out of the blue. Ah, listen, it could be calling now for you. Just for you and me. Listen to what the flower people.
do whenever she's close by. Makes me wonder why. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. Must be the way she walks, a style made up to capture all she needs. No time spent on loose talk. If your luck runs right, she might see you tonight. Everything in sight. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. In her spell, all the sights and sounds, your senses will be found, and only time will tell how much love can be. Wait so patiently, wait and see. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes.
All we need is just a little patience. Sex, sugar, baby, is all we can come together by. All we need is just a little patience. So bright. You and I, we got what it takes to make it. We won't make it. We won't make it. Because I'm gonna tell you. We'll be right back.
Jenny Tag, how you doing? You guys look great. We got some back in black for you, right?